or you've denied the faith. So if you're called in that, you stay there. You know, if you can be made free from your family, meaning they grow up, you know, right? Then when that time comes, then use that. You don't have to, like, unless God leads you, you don't have to, like, adopt more children, you know. And then you can go serve God. In fact, you'll have a, and that's why I rejoice being a family man, because I feel like over time, obviously now I have to wait. My children will be grown, and then that'll be a testimony. I have a certain expectation. And I have certain works that I do and I intend to do. You know? Thing is, you raise little ones a certain way, and as they get older, you raise them a little different. I think sometimes my wife frets about it, but it's like, I have plans. Again, what are you going to do with prepubescent kids? Except what you can, you know? Do what you can at the appropriate time. We are bought with a price. I mean, he owns us. Whatever we're called in, we got to serve him. He called us in a place where it is good we serve him, you know? We don't necessarily have to jump in and try to get these radical changes. But abide in the calling in which you were called. Meaning, and again, in these sort of lifestyle type things. Now, I mean, art thou called being a homosexual? Don't change a thing. He's not saying that. You know what I mean? Art thou called a drunkard? Don't seek to be sober. Art thou called, you know, again, what is the calling in which you're called? See, you gotta understand. It's like, well, God called me. I was a fornicator. I guess that's what he wants. I need a fornicator. I guess I'll take old Joe. No. Because if that doesn't make you help you understand what I mean and why I'm saying understand this properly, you know, there's, you know, again. And plus the fact that, you know, God, through time, can cause slaves to be free. He can cause the rich to become poor. He can cause the poor to become rich. He can cause the owner to become the slave. He can cause all kinds, he can cause uncircumcision to be circumcision. How's that? Well, maybe some people come through and force it on you, you know? Or maybe, you know, or maybe medical reasons. They say, you got to cut that off. Things can come up. I don't know, you know? God changes things. But let him do the changing. Let us not be the ones, you know, we have as, you know, again, a lot of things can come from us. We think, oh, you know, we pray. It's us who really want it. But we're trying to put it on God like it's his job. He will lead us. And obviously, it's a very subtle art discerning where God is leading you. And discerning, you know, and regarding whether or not it's temptation or whether it's something else. I mean, how do you know you're really being led of God? And I can only say that through patience, experience, knowledge, studying in the Word, prayer, and all those things, greater wisdom is procured and a certain knowledge of where the Holy Ghost is leading you. And what is, and discerning also the what is the leading of the Holy Ghost and what is just other stuff. Again, I like verse 24 because it says, let every man wherein he is called therein abide with God. But if God moves on, move on with God. That's I'm adding that, okay? And I say that not by commandment, but by knowledge in common. Knowledge of the Holy Ghost. Because I know what Paul means by this. He doesn't mean... Obviously, look at it. He says, if you're a slave... All right, but if you could be made free, well then use that. As I'm reading, the reason there was a silence there is I thought, there's a possibility, I suppose. And I don't really, I haven't consulted with other translations, but he might be saying, I know this is grammatically possible, you know, if you may be made free, use it rather, use what? You know, use rather, use or employ, it might mean continuing employment with your former master, or it might even indicate, in spite of the possibility of being free, if you can become free, use that possibility rather as a testimony. I mean, these are things you can, this is a possibility too. Again, I'm not trying to hammer this down into, try to run your life, you know, so to speak. But, abide with God in your calling, okay? Sometimes the opportunity to have change could be a temptation. Maybe that's not where God is leading you. But he wants you to know, he wants you to abide wherein you are. Now concerning virgins, I have no commandment of the Lord. Yet I give my judgment as one that hath obtained mercy of the Lord to be faithful. I suppose, therefore, that this is good for the present distress. I say that it is good for a man so to be. Art thou bound to a wife? Seek not to be loosed. Art thou loosed from a wife? Seek not a wife. But, and if thou marry, thou hast not sinned. And if a virgin marry, she hath not sinned. Nevertheless, such shall have trouble in the flesh. But I spare you. But this I say, brethren, the time is short. It remaineth that both they that had wives be as though they had none, and they that weep as though they wept not, and those that rejoice as though they rejoiced not, and they that buy as though they possessed not, and they that use this world as not abusing it, for the fashion of this world passeth away.